Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here in 2020. Here we go. It's, wow. I'm just surprised we've got, well, at the turn of the century, 20 years, it just seemed like yesterday. No, just only kidding, maybe about, seems like 10 years. But I'm so excited to be here. And I've been telling everybody Happy New Year still, so it's I'm just going to keep on saying that for quite a while. And I hope you all enjoyed your holidays, and I know lots of you are going to listen to this even in the future, but hey, I want to give credit where credit's due, and I hope you really enjoyed your all your holidays and your New Year's. And I think it would be great if we could just learn to chill out that way the whole year. Now, for some people, it may be very stressful with the shopping and all that you have to do, and for some it's not, but the spirit and the joy, I think we should keep every day and work at it, because it's a lot more fun. This definitely is not a dress rehearsal, and it goes by fast, but that's why we're supposed to enjoy each day. And today you guys have me for the whole hour. We're going to talk about, with all the internet buzz that's been going on for the last 20 years, but of course for the past 10 to 15, it's just taken off like wildfire, and it's going to continue and continue. So many businesses are on the internet now, which is really cool. I know I can say personally that I wouldn't be able to do what I do without the internet, coming and going, living in different places, and constantly being able to, you know, have meetings, webinars, trainings, and just from anywhere I am, and still have an enjoyable day. People talk about rush hour, and I don't really ever have to be in it. And I was reading also, they're talking about a lot of sales are down, not just like economy-wise. It depends on where you are, because there's always going to be sales. But because of so many internet businesses and many people being able to work from home, not having to relocate for their job, you're seeing, you know, many people staying in certain areas where they want to live rather than moving across the country for work or whatever. So we're seeing a lot of changes, and our political environment's pretty crazy right now, and I have a lot of faith in it. But with social networking, there's just so much going on, so many opinions, and it can be mind-boggling. So we're going to go over today. I'm just going to spend the whole hour actually going over these things, because I don't even want to take breaks, because I found it kind of interesting, because even with the internet, there's many small businesses that are still going to stay brick and mortar, even if you kind of mix it up. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today. We're going to talk about some businesses that are still successful in small towns, including also cities, and that you can start. They're not as expensive as you would think. Of course, they could be, and you can make anything super expensive, but don't ever let the naysayers tell you you can't do anything. So I'd love to hear your feedback later, or if you want to email or call us, and if any of these resonate with you. They're different businesses that we all use constantly, but they're cool, and you get to know people and be in the community, and they aren't going away. So wonder, so we're going to listen in and talk about some of them too as well. So it's pretty interesting. Now, a lot of the information that we have today, we always give credit where credit is due. And a lot of that information is coming from shopkeep.com. Shopkeep.com did an excellent job of going around and checking out, getting lots of data, lots of information on these businesses that you can start and mix up, et cetera. Of course, with marketing and advertising, we're going to want to still use the internet and offer incentives and have apps and do all these things that we're able to do that are pretty easy these days to set up rather than the old days. So for you old-timers out there, I know me included, I'm not totally an old-timer, but I'm getting there, I really like the going back to basics. I think going back to basics is really makes a big difference because just the way I always talk about meditating and praying on the show and grounding and, you know, also living the life you love, following your heart, following your instincts in a good way. We certainly have to plan and have to be pragmatic, but all of that revolves around still getting rest, eating well, physically exercising, taking care of ourselves. And I think when we get into this internet, social media, all this stuff going on, it's becoming fact that people have less attention spans. You know, it's about, I think they say it's about 7 seconds now. It's also a fact that we're so distracted that our time management's not as good, and we're rushing around, and so many things are happening. And the stress levels are definitely up. And I think we owe it to ourselves to bring them back down. And part of that is with grounding and getting back to some of the old ways. So let me know what you think about that. I would love to hear your feedback. You can go to realityuniversal.com and let us know, fill it out, or radio@realityuniversal.com. And I would love to get your input on all of that because I think we can definitely balance it out and not be in this fast lane, rush, constantly. So that's where if we get back to the basics. The basics are, do any of you guys ever go camping or out and about, or when you're on vacation, you know, we're supposed to go on vacation to relax, and so many of us don't, and you can have a stay vacation. So I'm going to get into businesses that you could start that aren't going to cost an arm and a leg. Of course, you have to check out zoning always and particulars and make sure you can do X, Y, and Z. You could lease, you can buy. Of course, the pricing goes all over the place. And there's also loans you can take. We have affiliates in all 50 states. We can also help out in other areas around the world because of all the networks and connections. So it's a good idea if you're going to venture out on this to get in touch with a real estate agent or broker, which we can help you with. So just fill out on realityuniversal.com. Let us know what town, city, county you want to get information in, and we can put you in touch with the right people. It's really important to do your homework, but you can do this. You can do this. So I'm always about assessment tests and us finding out what makes us tick and what makes us doesn't tick. So if some of these businesses resonate with you, think about it. Don't think, well, I could never do that. I could never own that. And then some won't because we're all different. And that's the beauty of what we're doing. But I was really thrilled to see when you think about it, what's still staying. So coffee shop and bar. Many people see Starbucks on almost every corner. I think the founder, that was one of his missions, was to have a Starbucks on every corner. And I like just kind of small, kind of, I don't want to say hole in the wall, but a small country coffee shop or just a small community coffee shop. And what one of the suggestions they're saying here is having a coffee shop and a bar. They're saying you might not think of that as the same establishment, but if your town's small enough and the clientele's scarce, you could merge the two ideas and have a really unique business. Of course, you have to get a liquor license, and there's more involved in this. But the suggestions are to have not liquor all day long, but say, for example, you have the coffee shop in the morning and breakfast, and then after 4 o'clock, also serve wine and beer. It's just another idea. You can also have a place for business meetings and freelancers. Of course, the internet, that's huge. You must have the internet in your coffee shops, of course. And, you can make the design appeal to both. The younger ones, post-work crowd, business layout. It's just, of course, in any of these, you'd want to have a business plan. These are all basics that you want to do. But it's just interesting to see. Now, there could even be businesses in your town already there that somebody wants to sell out. So it doesn't hurt to ask and check it out and go from there and see what they're interested in doing, how much they would want to let you buy them out. So the coffee shop and bar, everybody's spending money on coffee, Now, I remember, I'm not going to say where, but I remember a commercial business owner that bought a restaurant that had a liquor license, and it was more of a diner, breakfast diner, and then they did serve dinner. She immediately didn't want to have alcohol, which I'm not pushing alcohol at all, but I'm saying she didn't want to have alcohol, so she let the license lapse, and she was unfortunately out of business within like 2 years because she just made too many changes, and it was unfortunate. She had purchased the property from a relative and wasn't aware, hadn't done all her homework, so she wasn't aware of even utility costs and different costs for getting rid of use, waste, et cetera, and things like that. So you always want to do, and this was a bigger establishment. This wasn't a tiny, small coffee shop, but I'm just making the point that you always want to do your homework, and to offer wine and beer in the evenings, if you have a liquor license, can really be very profitable. So it's just the idea. A lot of people may not be thinking of putting the two together, and why not? It's kind of cool. Pet grooming and boarding. The pet business is a $60 billion industry in the United States. It just makes sense that a small town have at least one pet grooming or boarding facility. Combination one is phenomenal. And, I mean, it's just incredible. But $60 billion industry. It doesn't show any signs of slowing down at all. You do have to have certain zoning to have your pet grooming business, So, but it says, 56%. Now, this was, 65% of households in the United States. This is in 2016, and we're already in 2020, but with a study. So it's probably even higher now. Over 65% own a pet. So that means way more than like 90 million households in the U.S. with at least one pet. The pet grooming and boarding is such a big deal, too, because people don't like to leave their pets alone and good, pet mommies and daddies. So that's a really good business. It's great, too, if you're in a rural area that allows you to do it. It says most small towns don't have a pet specialty chain, such as Petco businesses. A lot of them have the Pets R Petco and Pets R Us, and some don't. So you can still, even if they have that, I think you can still capitalize on a grooming and boarding facility. Because so many people, they don't want it so commercial for their animals, right? You want to have it, you want to have some place that's more homey and great. So that's another one is a bakery. Well, a lot of the grocery stores have bakeries in them, but did you know, they may or may not carry items. I know a few years ago I was trying to get a sugar-free cake for one of my friends who's diabetic, and I had bought one years ago, for my brother years back, and here I was trying to find one a couple years ago, and some of the same places, they didn't have them anymore. They stopped carrying them. They said they weren't selling very well, which surprises me because you think lots of people want to do that, especially for people that are having sugar problems so they can have a big cake, but they didn't have them. Bakeries, there's so many different specialties that you may not have in the grocery store. So, of course, it's really easy to do your homework now with the internet. There's so many ways to find out about demographics and if this works and that doesn't work, you know, to be able to for your business. But don't let the naysayers get you. If any of these grab you, like me in particular, restaurants, I mean, I'm not speaking for all, so don't get upset with me if anybody's out there and saying, I don't know what I'm talking about. But I've been told many times that the profit could be up to 300% on a restaurant. Of course, there's a lot of factors involved. But me personally, I would not want to own a restaurant because I like my freedom. Now, if you have enough money, you can, you know, you pay, have other people run your restaurants, et cetera, et cetera. But it depends on what you want to do. That's just not something that excites me, but for many people it does. And look how many people eat out. I eat out constantly. And, there's a lot of profit and a lot of turnover, a lot of good business in a restaurant. But for a bakery, there's so many different things you can do with a bakery. You could also sell the cards in the bakery. You could have little get-togethers depending on what you have. You could also combine your bakery and make it like a little bookstore bakery. It just depends. But with a bakery, you can also sell to hotels, motels, restaurants. There's different specialty items you might want to make. And you'd be amazed at how much business you could end up having. I talked to an Uber driver back in November when I was in Vegas. I was like, I always ask them, how do you like Uber? How do you like how do you like it? Da, 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 da. And you get a lot, you find a lot of people that have had businesses that were doing different things, or driving Ubers. And many, they have the freedom and the flexibility. Well, this gentleman, they did really, really well. They actually sold their businesses a while back, but he and his wife decided that they wanted to, their retirement age, wanted to retire and travel. So he said what he loved about the Uber for him is he just does it, his dad was coming to visit, I think, from Puerto Rico or somewhere, and he said he can just take off the next 2 weeks with no problem. But again, they made plenty of money on their restaurants, but he said they had started a small bakery in Vegas. I'm not naming names or anything because I don't want to do that on this. We're just giving ideas. But they had started that years ago. And then they were making like the little masadas, the little tiny things. And they had been between Hawaii, Vegas, and the Philippines. And they started making them, and everybody loved them. And before you know it, they were selling to the casinos and restaurants. And we're talking hundreds, thousands. I mean, unbelievable amounts. So, you know, there's so many ways, if you like the bakery and you like that, there's so many ways to expand or keep it simple still and make money. And make it work. So it's pretty wild, huh? Let's see. We've got grocery store specialty food shop. Specialty food shops, of course, would be, you would think so many things are overlooked. Though a grocery store might not sound like the sexiest business choice, it's one of the most practical recommendations and one that your whole town is guaranteed to need. It says there's you could actually open a specialty food shop that might have, let's see, they're saying may consider like a wine and cheese shop combination or certain types of foods you cannot get at the grocery store, just little specialty things. Because the ideas are endless, and that's probably something you'd want to start out small and then go from there. But there's so many things you can do. Lawn and gardening service, that's guaranteed to be needed everywhere. You've got the lawn, you've got the mulching, the cutting. Now, you may, depending if you have winter, that might change during the winter season. You may have to find some other form of business. Some people do snow removal. There's quite a lot of businesses that are still hanging around, even with the internet. It's funny, one of the people that do my lawn and garden, they don't take credit cards, and it's like you have to do checks, and it's still old-fashioned the way they run the business, but they do a good job. And plumbing's always going to stay. I think with plumbing, plumbers do not have to worry about going out of business because I can't imagine a robot, I should say that now, and then we'll have robots 10 years ago, fixing everything with the plumbing immediately, door to door. It's going to be pretty exciting, though. But it probably will happen one day. So with the lawn and gardening service, though, there's so many different aspects. You could just go in and do the mulching or the trimming or the grass cutting, you know, come up with other arrangements. And then I know, I mean, there's companies I've known, seen where they get huge jobs and they're doing big estates and putting in everything with the architecture of all that. But I'm just here talking more about simple, smaller businesses that are easy to start. You just have to put the word out for a lawn and gardening service. It's that's something with that you can actually, it's predictable. You know, based on what you're going to charge, how many people you have, you know, what you can depend on. You can have people pay up front or work out different arrangements so you're protected, or work out maybe half a payment. But the best thing with a lawn and gardening service is to get people on a contract. So they're on a yearly contract. They can depend on you. You can depend on them. I have one where they do a minimum of 3 cuts a month, even if it doesn't need it. But you don't have to call and constantly worry about when they're coming or if they're not coming. Now, that business, lawn and gardening, is also very scalable. You know, there is so much information, though, for you to go in and start and look online and figure out if this works or it doesn't work. Lawn and gardening service is a great business for teenagers to get into. I've seen a lot of people get into it, make extra money, and then they scale it or sell it out when they go to college, if that's their plans. One gentleman I knew not too long ago, I remember he did it all the way through, and then he got married and had a baby and said it's time to do something else. And then so that was, but it's a very profitable business. Gift card shop. They're saying Americans purchase. Now, this, again, we're getting this information from shopkeep.com, and you're listening to Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio. We talk about everything and anything, and we're going to start another show, too, that's going to be pretty cool, strictly on negotiating on real estate. So we're going to have many, many scenarios on negotiating. I'm going to go over many that I've been through. We'll have other guests that go over what they've been through. We'll have things that are starting to happen, and keep it strictly on real estate negotiating. So that's just a completely different one, but I just mention it since we're here and we just started to put that in play. So gift card shop. Americans purchase, can you believe, over 6.5 billion greeting cards. I don't know about you, but I love greeting cards, and, of course, we're all purchasing them. You do see many e-cards coming our ways, but how many of us still buy the cards? I end up buying them at the grocery store, and my, they've really gone up. I mean, the average card is like $5, $6, where years ago, it was $2, $3, $4. And there's so much creativity that you can do with cards. So there's, let's say this, it's actually $7 to $8 billion annually in sales. According to the Greeting Card Association, wow, there's a Greeting Card Association. Many of these cards are now purchased in the big box stores such as Target and Walmart. Those living in small towns do not always have access to these stores. Well, I beg to differ a little bit because they're ending up everywhere, but they're not going to have as big of a choice either. That's a really good idea. The other thing is you could still have a different mix of products for your small town business if you're selling cards. Cards, just like cards, even a bakery, different shops, a coffee shop, you know, you add those add-ons. So when we go into, like when you go into Safeway or Giant or Food Lion or wherever you live, you know, this has gone on for years and years and years. Everywhere we go, once you go to the checkout, they have, why do they have all that there? The candies, the bonbons, the magazines, all the stuff that they know is going to entice you and more items for them to make a sale. And the same thing with specialty shops. You can do that. I know where I go to get my car washed, which is another really great business to start. Of course, you need the equipment. You need the things, but it's the things to check into, and it's consistent. They have cards in there. They have coffee. They have cards, really cute cards, and a couple other little things you can pick up if you want to. And now that we're talking about car washes, those have the add-ons. You can have the scents or no scent, or do you want your wheels to outside done, just your outside done and not your interior finished? Do you want the spokes on your wheels done? Do you want the extra shine? And so they offer, like, packages, and they offer a la carte and add-ons and takeoffs and plus other accessories, which is really good. They also do the detailing. The vacuuming, of course, is automatic. But, you know, those are businesses where you can pay people to work and have it running, and they're consistent. When you look at a lot of car washes, they cut their hours back many times, and they're usually packed. Very rarely do you see a car wash place that's not packed. Even though many people do their own or go to the automatic car washes, that's another. It's that car washes are really good thing. Let me see what they said about that, though. I'm going to get into. Let's see, whether a small town or a big place, you're always going to find people prefer shiny modes of transportation to muddy, rusty wrecks. It's your vehicle must as well shine. You know, this one car wash also, they offer, the cards, like cards you see in coffee shops. Once you purchase 10 cups of coffee, you get a free cup of coffee, just for an example. They have once you purchase 10 car washes, you get a free car wash, or a point system where you can actually, it just registers with your phone number. So there's so many different ideas and ways you can do this. And you can Google about opening a car wash from ground up. Of course, location is going to be huge, and zoning and everything else that goes in with that. But it's exciting. It's definitely exciting and doable. So another business, we've got so many here, though. There's 25, 26. There's a lot of them. We're not going to probably get to all of them today, but just different food for thought. Another business is a gym or an exercise studio. Gym, what do gyms have? I'm going to throw that out there to you, that really, really can guarantee business. Of course, I mean, it makes a difference if there's a pool like the YMCA, or if there's not a pool, it could even be it could be an aerobic studio, it could be for yoga. But what do they have in common? Anybody want to guess? They have memberships and continuity programs. So that means you're going to pay a monthly fee. Now, there are places that let people go in one time or two times, and yoga studios sometimes have packages where you can just buy 10 or 12. But typically, they're a monthly fee, and it's a membership program, and people pay every month, over and over and over. So you can imagine how well you can scale that. Offering good services, good equipment. It's definitely a scalable business, and a business that you can count on, which is really nice, is really important. I'm looking at something. I wanted to find out. I had some facts here on some of the gyms, and here. Okay. Well, I mean, I go to the YMCA, but I pay a monthly fee for the YMCA. Everybody pays a membership fee, but many, many other gyms, same way, you pay a membership fee. That's another thing. They can have different services they offer. Like, for example, they have classes. So people pay extra for classes. Sometimes it's included in membership. Sometimes it's extra. Different area workstations can have the internet set up for people. There's just the list is endless when you could think about it and what you can do with these other businesses, which is really cool. Cleaning service. Okay. Cleaning services, you do not have to have the brick and mortar, right, to do a cleaning service, to do a company with the cleaning service. But many people do. It says it's becoming increasingly popular these days for customers looking for cleaning services to use larger companies or startups. many that haven't expanded yet. And so you could have two or three people work for you. You can do it yourself and start it off and then get going that way. But it doesn't cost much overhead. I mean, you're literally, if you're going to do your startup or your business, you want to make sure that you're checking with accountants and having your workers' comp insurance and your other insurances you need. Some people are just doing it on their own, and they're not having any of that. So, you know, it's just up to you. But many people have to get their house cleaned, right? They're not going to spend the time doing it themselves. And that's just an inexpensive business to start. Now, you may think, oh, what about, we're going through this. Let's see, I'm going to. We're going to pull through and take a quick break and be right back.
We're excited to be able to continue to bring to the world stage a company as dedicated to universal excellence as Realty Universal, Inc. On the surface, our company has been initiating a revolution in the real estate world since 1996. We started offering our menu programs when it was not the standard way of doing business. Now it is so much more understood and commonplace, although we are still ahead of the rest due to experience within the systems. In today's economy, our menu programs make it possible for buyers and sellers to still have a win-win situation. The best situation in life is when everyone wins. Everyone must give in to assist in the outcome, and what happens is very positive experience. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe that sellers and buyers should have choices. As obvious as this seems, traditional real estate has never been structured in such a way as to allow the multitude of choices sellers and buyers truly deserve. After years of perfecting and receiving feedback on our programs, we have developed real estate menu systems that are used by buyers, sellers, and agents and brokers who are part of our Realty Universal network, which is growing by leaps and bounds.
We are back, and you're listening to Realty Universal Radio. This is Natalie Mullenix, and welcome, welcome. So, we're talking right now today about how internet businesses have taken over, and we're all used to it now, social networking and all of it's just going on and on and on and on. And we're talking about how you can still have a successful small town business, how they are still here and not going anywhere. And so many people collaborate and get together and do the old town ways, the simple ways, the things that we still connect, and we still need to connect with people no matter where we are, how we are, how we're doing it. I love the internet because I'm here, there, and everywhere with the real estate industry and what I do with trainings and negotiating. I'm still involved in sales, which is hard to believe for me sometimes because of all the hours I'm putting in the membership, but I still am, and not at the level I was before because it's impossible to do all of that well. So when I commit to a transaction or a situation, I'm very committed because of the timing that it takes. We have lots and lots of agents and brokers who have been certified and trained, and they're with their own companies, not everybody, but most, and understand how to put and offer you the real estate menu systems and programs. We believe people should have choices. We also believe the agents and brokers should get paid well for what they do. So our programs through the network are set up to where you can customize it yourself and see which way you want to go. Now, a lot of our listeners are agents and brokers. So you guys already know what I'm talking about if you're with us or heard of us. The ones that haven't, check us out, realtyuniversal.com, and we'd love to get to know you. Sellers and buyers, we can help you anywhere. And the people that we're going to refer to you are going to be very well versed in menu system programs. Some of them do not offer the traditional real estate. Most all do. Our brokerages do because we believe in it. But we'll only place you with the proper person on the ground or virtually that is based on the needs that you have. So if you want to just list your property in the MLS, we're going to put you through in that situation. If you want full service, or there's what's really taken off like wildfire is virtual full service. And that's where you're still represented. the agent or broker is going to negotiate for you, help you with marketing, handle all the contracts, et cetera. Now, there are some states where there's a minimum service, minimum services that have to be done by law, and they would include that in there as well, in addition to. But the biggest part is the negotiating, marketing, and keeping the glue together in that contract and deal, because once you get the contract, it's one thing to get it, and you need to have the buyer. It's also another thing to be able to keep it strong all the way to closing. And so if we refer you to anybody, you know you're covered. So back to what successful businesses are there in small towns that you can still start up without spending a fortune? Well, how about a flower shop? These are coming from shopkeep.com. We always give credit where credit is due. So how about a flower shop? It might surprise you, but opening a flower shop is fairly inexpensive when you compare it to a restaurant or a car wash. According to openaflowershop.com, starting a flower shop has relatively few costs compared to other retail businesses. One of the only costs you will be faced with is the purchase of a cooler to keep your product and pretty flowers fresh and cool. Through your local community, you'll be thrilled to have, though your local community be thrilled to have fresh flowers in their town, you'll still have the struggle of competing against online delivery services. Now, with the online delivery services, you know, you can contact them and then get in their list so that they're going to contact you when they're having to deliver locally. I mean, I know there's different associations and rules and different people and probably other relationships, but you can set that up and actually benefit from that. And as we were talking today, I'm sure, you know, you're all brainstorming too. There's always so many more ways to expand, to upsell, to add on. And it's not like, well, I'm selling, but I'm adding on too many things. That's not the case. People need to be accommodated to. So if, you know, somebody's buying flowers, well, they'll want to usually put a message on the card. Well, when they buy flowers, maybe it's for a birthday or a celebration, and they'd like to add balloons or a teddy bear or chocolates. So all these different items are add-ons, and there's ways to do it. And yes, you will be competing with online, but be smart. Get in touch with them. See what they're doing. See how it works and how the how you can make it a win-win for both of you. There may be many ways to do that, but you won't know until you get in there and do it. And then, let's see, there's the best way to compete with the online sea of floral is with reasonable prices, attention to detail, customer service, and a sprig of creativity. You can do that. I know there's a flower shop that actually, well, bakery that's also a flower shop. I don't know how they do. It's interesting how they do that. But they make this cake that looks just like a flower. It's like a beautiful cake that's just made all of flowers. But they tie it in. I think they have like a couple specialty cakes, but they're not a full-on bakery. They just tie in a few specialty items that they'll do, and then they can still sell chocolates and other things. So it's nice. And then people always go back to them because they have certain specialty items that no one else has. So that's pretty exciting. I'm listening to this going, wow, there's so many things you can do that are extra. And I've been in real estate for 35 years. It's like, oh, my gosh, it's like too long. But, of course, we're always dealing with people, residential, commercial, and we're setting up systems. And it's about home is where the heart is and just more than just the brick and mortar, you know, and just selling properties. But that not – when I say just, it isn't just because to each – person that's purchasing a property or a company or a business or a church or if it's commercial or residential, it's very important to them. So I don't take that lightly. I'm just excited listening to these different businesses you can start pretty easily. Okay, here's one that I bet you think is dead, and it's not dead. A bookstore. I still read books. I don't know if you still read books, and I love the audiobooks because then I can listen to them while I'm at the gym or or driving. But books are still here. They're not going away. So it says a bookstore, if anything, the need for bookstore owners to create new and innovative ways to succeed has opened up a plethora of additional business opportunities. you can create, you could, with the bookstore, you can have cards in there. You can have meetings. You can have book signings. You can have all kinds of different studies and group things. There's just so much you can do. And you want to make, you want to make sure the main focus is books, but it doesn't mean you can't incorporate other items. And there you can sell cards too, and animals and gifts and games, and oh my gosh, the list goes on and on and on and on. There's far fewer bookstores around these days, but they said their sales are up, they're not down, partially due to less competition. So in bookstores you can have, there's gifts, crafts. You know, there could be after-school crafts, regular crafts. People include the painting and the art and the, you know, glass blowing and all kinds of things you can do. E-readers, of course, are common. There, coffee, events. A lot of the bookshops have, like, a coffee area, an eating area, pastry area, sandwiches and croissants, and just a little area where people can sit and relax and talk. So, yeah, this is definitely... definitely good to do. Now, here's one that I wouldn't think. I would think it would cost a lot of money, but they're saying it's not a ton of money, although I don't quote me on the pricing because I don't know what these are. A bowling alley. Okay, so it says, though not the cheapest of business ideas on this list, it's one that can be extremely profitable as well as appeal to the widest range of patrons in a small town. I can't even think of... I remember different bowling alleys that are gone. Well, but then there's some that are still there. Okay. A successful bowling alley can become the center of a town's social life. Besides the obvious bowling revenue stream, food and drink, especially alcoholic beverages. Now, again, that's if you have a liquor license, can pull in the big bucks. Small-town bowling alleys can also be rented out for additional income, like parties, get-togethers. They have a thing they recommend, bplans.com for business center, for business plans and bowling center business. That's pretty interesting. So we're just rolling along here. Microbrewery, those are not, that's going to be more expensive. But you can actually, with the liquor, the licenses are different than for a regular, like a bar. And there's so many different types of microbreweries. Beer. I don't drink beer, but I like wine, a little bit of wine, but not a lot. But there's so many. It inundates me with just how many different beers are available. So a microbrewery, actually, it says they're opening at a rate of 2 breweries a day. It might be up by now. Okay, here's another one. Massage therapists. Now, you see the schools, like there's, I'm going to say Massage Envy has, like, opened up franchises all around the country. But massage therapists definitely is still a good business. Many people get massages. Also, you could tie in with the chiropractors maybe and talk to them and see if you can switch business back and forth, refer them, let them refer you. There's so many different ways. Massage therapists, too, you can also sell makeup and skin products, and list goes on and on and on and on with what you can do with that. So it does require training, so you have to become a licensed massage therapist first. But there's a lot of schools and programs where you can become involved. Just like with real estate, you know, a lot of the states on the average is going to take you about 60 to 75 hours depending on the state. Now, not to be a broker. To be a broker is going to be more. But just to have a sales license, it's relatively quick. You can get your license online. And, you know, there's so much to learn. I'm not saying there's not a lot to learn, but it's easy to get in. And that's very exciting to go through that. And, there are so many more that we're not even going to be able to cover them all today. But I'm just going to go through a few more. Ice cream shop. It says, someone wise once said that to qualify as a small town, there is a prerequisite that it must have an ice cream shop. That's cute. And they said that. This is from the shopkeep.com. It says it draws a crowd, and there's a lot of private ice creams. It is definitely a night and weekend business as well because you have so many people in and out, of course, when they're off to get it. And it's seasonal. It says that it's even good for cold weather climates. But it's probably really makes more sense when the warm weather. It really does. You could probably do some other type of boutique fitness in the winter, but I don't know if many people buy ice cream. I beg to differ, I just say, but in the winter, because maybe they'll buy it and take it home and eat it, but when you're out of the stop. But so you see a lot of them, like the ice cream places that open up in the warm, like Hawaii is going to be all year long. Some places with winter, it's going to open up maybe spring through fall. But there's places you can open those up, those shops up that aren't going to be as expensive. There could be companies or businesses that will lease out space to you, and then you have your little area for ice cream and floats and what do they call it? The shaved ice and all that kind of stuff too. So there's so many things you can do. Another one, a hair salon barbershop. Who doesn't need that? So that's a that's something. Of course, you need to have barbers and people that do hair. They have to be professional, but that's another business that you can do. Also, specialty health organic food. That seems to be a really big trend. Of course, we have the big Whole Foods and other, you know, there's many more that are coming on, you know, there's other places, but it doesn't hurt to have one. It says this trend has been sweeping the country for the last two decades, health food, and everybody's trying to eat much better, which is so true, and many eat organic. So it says, oh my gosh, it's over a $1 trillion business. Wow. Unbelievable. So the allergen-free and organic foods, you know, they have the vitamin shops and things like that too that offer different things in classes and businesses. So the list goes on and on. Now here's one that I guess this could be good anywhere or where businesses, offices are. Definitely see them in New York. You see them in a lot of cities. A taco or food truck. May not have been first on your list, but depending on your location, it's in season, it's for residents, it's really good. Remember they used to have the ice cream trucks that came around as well? And that's pretty exciting. So a food truck, let's see, it's a good investment. I guess you have to check into how you do the perfect, get the permit to be able to do that. So this is, you've got, they can actually include outdoor activities, sporting events, festivals, markets, drive your business right where the crowds are, means a lot of cash in your pocket. They also can be rented for special events, which is a cool idea. I know there's a small business that makes cupcakes, and they actually rent out their cupcake truck with cupcakes for parties and special events. I'm not sure what type of permit you need when you're going to go to the sporting events, because I'm sure, you know, at some places you'll see things along the beaches or other places where they get the permits for a year or that season. So you have to check all of this out, but that's a whole other business that you could do locally and just end up for that time. So we are almost to the end. So it's give me your ideas. Tell me what you think. Tell me what else you would like to see in something like this, or other ideas. There's so many different things you can add. The ideas are endless, aren't they? They're really endless. Now, here's another one, a thrift shop. A thrift shop can have the clothes. It can have like a consignment shop with used clothes, new clothes, vintage clothes, which, again, you could add books. You could add cards. You can do so many things with this. But a thrift shop, you see the Goodwill stores and the other big ones. There's some that are like, and they donate all over the place, give back to schools, but give back to churches, really, really involved in the communities. You can do a lot with a thrift shop as well and still be profitable, plus have monies to be left over. So dig down deep. Think about what would you like to start. If you had something, a business you wanted to start that was local, that wasn't just online. Of course, online, all of these businesses you can set up online so that you have the apps, give them discounts, give them, preferred customers customers, repeat customers, get discounts and benefits and make it fun. Coupons. Have games, have different, there's so many things you can do to keep your people into it. So it is important to connect with everybody and email and still talk and make it fun if people want that, you know. So it just, the list goes on and on and on. So I like making it a win-win. Take the internet, but don't forget the old ways. take the old ways, mix it in with the internet, and make it for a fun, profitable business. Because in order to stay in business, you do have to make enough money to pay the overhead. That's a huge deal. And so send us your list. We'll do another show. Send us your ideas if you want to be on the show and talk about your business or what you're doing. Because we always tie everything into real estate people. It's just a vast, it's everything. Because we all need to house our bodies and take care of our bodies. We need to be live somewhere. We need to invest. All of this ties into real estate. Real estate covers so many different avenues, no matter where you are. It really does. So I hope this was fun, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.